Hi guys, this is Phil Sims, a Leamington Spa personal trainer, the Health Formation Coach, and welcome back to my podcast. This is episode 5 and I'm going to talk about my story. You see, it started 15 years ago for me. I've not always been in this industry. I've certainly not always been at this level of health. Actually quite the opposite. I was in a job that completely uninspired me, did not enjoy it one bit, stuck in an office, just didn't suit me. And my health was, let's say, at its lowest it had ever been, living a life of a younger lad, going out drinking, eating all the things that you probably shouldn't do, pot belly, skinny arms, all the things that your typical guy doesn't want. My energy was at its lowest, which certainly showed up in the sports that I played. At the time I was playing football, cricket, all the team sports, and to be honest, didn't really work for me because I was quiet, I was shy, getting involved with people, I just didn't connect, so I didn't really get on with those sports. And then I got an injury, I broke my ankle. So I was out of that anyway. And then that gave me a chance to, you know, reflect. And I wanted to give it another go, I wanted to get fit. So I joined a local gym. But I didn't go for 6 months. Honest truth, I was scared to actually go on my own, so I quite simply did not go. Typically, you hear that all the time. People join gyms with their intentions in the right place and just do not go to the gym. That was me. And I remember coming across Fitness Magazine, it had Arnold Schwarzenegger on it, and I thought, wow, look at that. I kind of want to be a bit like that, like you do. So I thought, right, I need to go. So I went to the gym and was showed around with the instructor, gave me a program card, showed me the machines, all the things that I feared. And then I booked up with some personal training to really get me into it. And to be honest, I found the buzz quite quickly. And it was then at that point where I thought I could do my own research on this, joined forums on the internet and kind of got into it, tried things out. A lot of things didn't work, but you know, some things did. And it was my thing. Exercise was then my thing, and I remember at the time there was a local bodybuilder in there. He was pretty good, he's a British champion. I thought if I could look as half as good as he did, that would be great. So I kind of set out this 5-year goal that I wanted to be a bodybuilder. I thought I could do this. It doesn't involve anyone else. If it don't work, it's all on me. I can't be let down by a team. And that kind of worked well with me. So that was my 5-year goal. Went off and did that and competed, and I did really well. I won my first show. My first show was a local show and I won. I did some other shows, but that's not really what this podcast is about. I don't do the bodybuilding thing anymore. But I remember at the time that I wanted to change my job. It didn't inspire me. And I thought, well, maybe I should be a personal trainer. That seemed like an obvious thing. I could work in a gym, help people out, and I'll get paid for it. So I went off and did my qualification. It took me about a year or so while I was in my current role. And then got my first job at a local gym. And to be honest, it didn't really work. As soon as I got my qualification, I started this job and I realised actually there's something missing here. People need to start wanting me to train them. And I realised that me being quiet and shy was an issue. I didn't have the confidence to talk to people. And that really showed up. And I'll be honest with you, I failed at the time. And then I went off and did all sorts of odd jobs because I literally needed money. I was delivering pizzas, Chinese, sandwiches, all of them things, just to make ends meet. I thought, you know, I wanted to get back into the training. I knew I had a lot to offer. I just needed to gain some confidence. And then I landed a nice little job at a local PT studio, and this was great. I didn't really earn a lot of money, to be honest. It's literally, you know, peanuts, in all honesty. But what it did do, it allowed me to work with people, talk to people, and not have the fear of having to actually gain my own business. And my confidence soon grew. And I was there for about a year, 2 years. And I thought, you know, I'm not really getting what I need out of this. I probably need to go and do my own thing. You know, working for someone else is never really going to get you anywhere. So I took the plunge, I left. And I had to start from scratch, to be honest. I had a couple of people who did follow me purely on the basis that I was the one that they worked with, and they wanted to go wherever I did, and that was grateful gratitude to that. But I pretty much rock bottom, in all honesty. Didn't have any money coming in, and I took the plunge. Pretty big step to take, in all honesty. And I worked hard, and I realised, you know, I didn't have money to spend on advertising, so I did all the free stuff. I hit Facebook, I hit all social media, I did everything that was cheap, even some leaflets, and I started picking up one or two clients. And then after 6 months, things started to really change, and after a year I was working with, you know, about 20 people. And up until, you know, now I generally, that's my thing. I work with between 20 to 30 people. People come, people go. But that stayed consistent. And that then led me on to doing something that really made a massive difference. I was then able to spend money on mentors and really learn about the business side of things and get some help with the stuff that really wasn't my passion at the time. And then things really started to change. I started blogging. I was blogging because I was enjoying it. I've never really been into writing, but I was just getting on with it and blogging. And then Men's Health found me, the biggest fitness magazine in the world, I think. And that was fantastic. And up until now, I've done 30 articles for them. And that's amazing. And that just happened from doing free stuff like blogging. And then, well, this year, I then went off to a business retreat with my current mentor, and then put everything that I'd learned over the last few years into one big 3-month program, which is the Health Formation Project. It's based on mindset training. Basic lifestyle. It's a 12-step process that if you take these steps, anyone's health can change. I'm getting really awesome results. And off the back of that, I've had 2 spin-off programs, one for men, the Designer Dad Bod, and one for women, the Figure Fix, all based on these health formation principles. And that's where I am right now. That's what I do. So I say I am the Health Formation Coach. That is the basis of this program that I've collected over the last few years. All my knowledge, all my wisdom, well, wisdom and knowledge that I've gained off about 5, 6, 7 different mentors and made it my own thing. And if you want to know any more information about that, you can email me at info@philsims.co.uk, and we'll have a chat, and I can tell you how you can, you know, change your life. And I say that because you could be like me, you could have no energy, you've got a pot belly, you're generally just not enjoying life, and you need that 12-step process that can take you from A to B with your very own coach. Okay, this is Phil Sims, the Health Formation Coach. I'll be back with you soon. Take care.